Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Aerosmith has been your artist of the day.
Nice choice, Sam.
Like this.
We do not have Rebecca Crockett live, so we will not do the honorary first grievance of the week. So get in early. 5-7. She's not with us?
I think we should give Samuel the honorary grievance of the week.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sam,
I didn't have one planned, but there's a lot of things to complain about this week.
Where do I begin?
Right? My grievance, and honestly, I'm just going to take the easy one here, is not getting to see the people that I'm used to seeing every single day. Usually when I come into work, the newsroom is bustling with life and friendship and, you know, people making KMBZ radio happen, and I've been coming in and
there's
just
Dan Weinbaum talking about Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've just been sitting by myself. That's my grievance.
Dude, that's lonely, man. But it is.
It
a good
is,
one.
And it's a good one.
Yeah. Sam, let me do this. 576-7798. 22980 if you're on the text line and you can't get through. 576-7798 if you would like to grieve. And let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Get this grievance home. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Sam is busy typing. We'll get to Tom here in just a moment. Get to everybody else. If you can't get through, you are always welcome to text in at 22980. Before we begin, Dana, do you have a grievance for this week?
Well, I think you have a grievance for me. Go ahead. Just lay it on everybody. We got in a little fight over the break.
We did?
Yeah. Over your setup. It was hilarious.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Obviously, we're both on at home, and your setup is a little bit different than mine. And I think you put a picture of my setup on either Twitter or Instagram or whatever this week.
I did.
It is not the greatest setup in the history of radio broadcasting, but it is one that I'm comfortable with. And yes, we FaceTime. That's how we see each other as we're broadcasting. And I use a little bowl. It's a pink bowl that Sarah made for me for my keys. And I use a little German coaster to pivot your phone. And when we go to break, sometimes I have to move the phone around a little bit. And you hear this clink, clank, clink, clank, clink, clank. And it drives you crazy. And that's me trying to pivot the phone so that I can see you and you can see me. I do not want your help. I do not need your help. I like the setup I have at home. I'm sitting in front of one of my kitchen chairs, and I'm sitting on another kitchen chair as I look
and
at
I
you.
I was just trying to say that you are hunched over, and if you continue on with that setup, I sound like your mother here, you are going to have lower back problems for the rest of your life, depending on how long we're in this mess.
Well, Maggie, we will be in this mess for at least a month, I foresee, and I like the situation that I have created for myself. I do not want anyone coming over to my house to change the way that I'm broadcasting. I like what I have set up. And it works for me.
Yeah, you look like you're sitting on a toilet. You are hunched over like you are on a toilet. That's all
well,
I'm saying.
Well, maybe I am. Tom in Topeka. Tom, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going
Hi,
well.
Good.
That you think Aerosmith's Come Together is better than the Beatles, mm-hmm. You are false.
I would actually take it one step further. May I just add to your grievance, and then you're welcome to join in?
Sure, go ahead.
I think Motley Crue's Helter Skelter is better than the Beatles' Helter Skelter.
Oh.
I actually might agree with you on that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Tom. I'm glad you got
Very
in.
Very succinct.
I recognize the wonder that is the Beatles and what they did for music. I also recognize that many bands have remade their songs and done a better job. Let's go to Ann in Shawnee. Ann, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Listen, my grievance today is, Scott, I love you dearly. I do, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but you keep saying we're all going to get out of this alive, and with a 3% death rate, I personally have three grandparents. We're not all going to get out of this alive. I mean, I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but it's the truth.
Can I jump in on that and clarify that if that's okay? I'm definitely not going to challenge your grievance.
Absolutely.
Dana and I actually had a conversation about this earlier this week, and I believe it was on Wednesday. And she called me and texted me off the air, and she said, "I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to be positive, and you're trying to." You know, kind of walk everybody through it. But it didn't work for Dennis Wilson. I believe that was the name, Dana. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I wrote back to Dana a very simple text. And I said, your criticism is heard and your criticism is fair. And I would only add to you that your criticism is heard and your criticism is fair. I was trying to be positive. In a time where everybody is dealing with a really bad situation. And I think the words that I chose were chosen poorly and were chosen wrong. And for that, I apologize. You're right, Ann. We're not all getting out of this alive. And I was trying to be overly positive, and I was wrong. And for that, I apologize, and you are absolutely right.
Well, I really appreciate that, Scott, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
I hope you have a good weekend, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. And you know what, Ann? I'm not above a critique, and I'm not above a correction, and I appreciate you calling in and correcting me. And the fact that you did it publicly says more about you than it says about me.
Fair enough. All right. Bye, Scott.
We'll see you on Monday. Thank you.
You're not above criticism unless it is about your chair and being hunched over like you're on the toilet, and then you are above criticism.
Okay, you're just a horrible human being. 576-7798. it's time to grieve, I believe we have James in Belton. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. James, good afternoon, my friend, and welcome.
What up? How y'all doing today?
What up?
So, happy Friday to y'all, man. But
and to you.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate y'all still, with all this crisis going on, still being able to get the radio together, man, because I'm a truck driver. I couldn't get by my day without listening to the radio, so I appreciate y'all keeping the business going. And I also appreciate your kids not watching Ozark so it don't sound like crap. Okay, but I got a grievance, and the reason I'm calling, I love KMBZ. I love the radio station. I mean, all the shows are good, you know, morning to night, you know, because like I said, I wake up early. I work all day, so I listen to the radio all day long. But this coronavirus thing, I know we got to talk about it all the time because it's important, and I'm taking it seriously. I keep clean. I wash my hands. I do all the stuff I need to do. I live a very boring life. I don't go nowhere. Even before this, I never went nowhere. You know what I mean? So it's like I go to work, I come home, I'm doing my part is all I'm saying. So I'm taking it serious. But there comes a time when it's a little bit too much as far as talking about it. And this is what my grievance is, man. I'm hearing commercials with EJ Becker talking about a plumbing company.
Hang on, wait. You need to be really careful here. I am not in a time of crisis going to put any of our advertisers who have stuck with us in jeopardy. I am just not going to do that. So I'm going to put you on hold. Let me.
And that bums me out because I wanted to ask James. At first, I wanted to thank him for being a trucker and ask him what it is he's trucking and hauling around right now, because the truck drivers are among those of us on the front lines. Not those of us, because I'm certainly not in that category, but those of all of you on the front lines keeping this country going right now.
Yeah. But let me jump in, and Entercom and KMBZ have not told me to say this, but we are in a recession. That's a fact. There's a possibility, God forbid, that we go into a depression. There have been companies, clients, that have decided in this time of uncertainty, they are sticking with us. And I am not going, and I love you, brother. You're always welcome on this show. But this is not a time where I'm going to allow anyone to badmouth the companies who have decided to stick with us through thick and thin.
And to be clear, we don't know that's what he was going to say, but we have to
be
careful.
But I have to be careful. That's right, Dan. We have to be careful. And right now, it's thin. It's thin. And if a client or a company has decided to stay with us, I applaud them. Thank you. Because you are giving us the opportunity to stay on the air. And without you, we could not. 576-7798. Let me see who's next. I do appreciate the call, and you are welcome to call in anytime you want, James. But you cannot comment about our clients. Jim in Sibley. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Hello, gang. First off, to paraphrase Tom Hanks, there's no crying in news talk radio.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, my grievance today is about a nation that, for many reasons and across all segments of the population, really, we didn't pay attention. There are experts and reports that saw the possibilities of a pandemic. An example is the October 2019 conference hosted by the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health and sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in New York. They had a global pandemic exercise. Tabletop exercise in New York City. Dana, if you want to search on that, check John Hopkins Event 201. Their scenario they mapped out, it's like one page, was a coronavirus coming out of Brazil that had jumped from bats to pigs to people. And they, in their scenario, they looked at a a global death toll of 65 million. You know, these experts did see it coming. We didn't pay attention. Our politicians didn't pay attention. We were distracted by many things, and that wasn't one of them.
Can I just add to that?
Sure.
There have been predictions around for many, many, many years, and we have even reported on this station, Scott, as early as maybe even 6 months ago. All of the epidemiologists have been saying we are overdue for a pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's been 100 years. We are so overdue for a pandemic that we need to pay attention to this. But it's like cities who let the streets and the sewer and all of that stuff lapse because they'd rather build shiny new things. It wasn't a sexy thing to pay for. What in case, what if this happens? Let's start stockpiling ventilators. No administration did that. And we absolutely got caught with our pants down.
It's just like, and thank you for the call, Dana. It's just like in Kansas City. We all know we have a $3 billion sewer problem in Kansas City. But, and I'm not saying that these things are wrong, but we'd rather build a new airport. We'd rather build a new streetcar system. We would rather build anything but that horribly unsexy thing, like redoing your sewer system because it's a bunch of pipes filled with poop. And that's just a fact. That's a fact.
And no one wanted to spend billions on a what if. What if a pandemic hits? And,
I mean,
you know,
it's
we got caught.
It's easier to build a new airport than to say, you know, I'm the mayor that fixed the poop system.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I'll treasure.
The day Aerosmith died. I'm telling you right now, that is one of the that's one of the worst Aerosmith songs of all time. And I love Aerosmith, but that is one of those movies that if it's on the weekend, it's awful. I mean, Armageddon is one of the worst movies of all time, and I cannot turn it off. I don't know why. I don't know what possesses me to watch that horrible movie. It's terrible. It is terrible. But we all have that one or two movies. Sam, what are your one or two movies you know deep down in your heart they are horrible movies, but you cannot turn it off? You just know you can't do it.
I was going to agree with you on Armageddon. Yep. I sit
terrible.
On the edge of my seat waiting to see what's going to happen next, despite the fact that I've seen it like 40 times.
That's a one-star movie, and it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, I agree.
My other one is Roadhouse. Roadhouse is one of the worst movies ever made, and God dang it, if I can't turn that thing off. I love Patrick Swayze. Dana, your two worst movies, you know they're awful. You know they're awful. But you just can't turn it off. Mine are Armageddon
Dirty
and...
Dancing.
That's
Dirty
terrible.
Dancing.
That's a terrible movie.
It's so bad, and I still... Nobody puts Baby in the Corner.
Nobody
I will
does.
Still watch it.
Okay, what's your other? There's got to be another one-star
well,
movie
bad.
You cannot
it's not bad. It's not bad, but I watched Jaws again the other night.
No. Everybody agrees, except me, that Jaws is a good movie for its time. It got 4 stars when it came out, and I believe in 1974, six.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a one-star movie that you cannot turn off. Jaws is a good movie. Dirty Dancing is a
good... Yeah, it would have to be another one from the 80s, and I don't know, because I'm so snobby about the movies I watch.
Okay, I got another one that's horrible. Red Dawn, 1984. By the way, have you noticed a trend here? They all have Patrick Swayze in them?
Yeah.
I watch Red Dawn religiously on television. I actually have it on DVD. I will watch. Oh, it's like I love Patrick Swayze and his movies are horrible, but God dang it if I can't turn them off.
Another one for me is anything with Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler movies,
like
but
50 First Dates.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just love those movies, but all of my friends make fun of me relentlessly for it.
Sam, I don't have time to go on Facebook. Just send us to the next caller if you don't mind, please.
Let's go to Rob in Blue Springs.
Rob, hey, Rob, what's going on, buddy? Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Well, this goes out to all the businesses, such as movie theaters, gyms, et cetera, of course, they're closed now, that bragged about, well, we're cleaning up a lot more now. We're cleaning all the seats or whatever. That should have been done all the time, not just when the epidemic started, but all the time. Keep your business clean. And I'd like to make one quick comment. Such as myself, for the 500,000-plus employees, the U.S. Postal Service, that we're out there every day. We're out there getting the mail out, and it's we don't get no time off what I'm trying to get at. And if someone's getting sick right now, and you don't hear about it in the media, but we're doing our best out there, and God bless all the postal employees.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
What a great point. Thank you for making that. Sam, send us to the next, if you would be so kind.
James and Lee Summit.
James, hello, buddy.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
My grievance is with all the toilet paper zombies in the country. And I want to also personally thank you, Scott, for extolling the virtues of the bidet. Everyone should have one. I mean, I'm going to drop a truth bomb here. If anyone out there, if you had poop on any other part of your body, would you just wipe it off with toilet paper and call it good?
No.
I don't think so.
No, you would not.
I don't think so.
You would clean that off with water, would you not?
Yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely would. And the bidet also has two other good things. You will never encounter a skid mark on laundry day.
Okay.
And you will also, when it comes time for colonoscopy prep, that thing will be your best friend.
Okay.
I dumped that last line in case you were wondering.
Okay.
Wait a few minutes to let that rebuild.
Are we at 0 seconds now?
No, we're at we have two.
We have 2 seconds, okay. And that's that was that James and Lee Summit or was that Rob in Blue Spring?
That was James and Lee Summit.
James and Lee Summit, okay. All right.
James.
Let's give it a minute there, you know. Let it rebuild.
Let's let that rebuild. I will tell you this. This is not a grievance. My bathroom, and I can see it from here as I broadcast from the hallway between my living room and my kitchen. My bathroom is too small for a bidet. But I have talked about selling this house, and Kelly and I have talked about getting a house together in Western Shawnee somewhere. When we do, I will have a bidet installed in the master bathroom. I will. James was a little crude, but he was absolutely right. He was so crude we had to dump part of his comments. But
he was spot on.
He was spot on, and I will be getting a bidet installed in our bathroom. And I don't mean like, you know, they do like these little squirt bidets that go into your toilet, Dana. I don't want a squirt bidet. I want an actual...
You mean the real deal.
I want a bidet next to the toilet where you get done with your business and then you move over to the bidet. Yeah. I think
okay,
you need to...
Okay, gotcha. I don't need...
I know. You need to reset. Your delay is bad. I think your kids got back on Ozarks in the background. So let's go chat with Jack and Sophie and let's get this fixed. 576-7798. I think we have time for one more. Sam, give me one more grievance, and then we'll go to the break.
Ken in Liberty.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott.
Hello, my
this is not an attack or slam on the sponsor, but it's kind of a play on the word.
Okay. Wait. Before you begin, you cannot name the sponsor nor even allude to what they do. We are being very protective.
Understood.
Because some companies have decided to stay with us in very troubling times.
I completely understand it. This is in reference to the sponsor of this segment of our show. If it is brought to us by that sponsor. Shouldn't that be brought to us? I mean, I'm a hardworking essential employee. I need a frosty cold beer.
Excuse me. That was not coronavirus. Yes, I guess this segment should be brought to you by Michelob
physically.
Ultra. Yes, like Michelob Ultra should physically bring the beer to your house. We're just losing our minds.
Like an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Like a little ding, 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 ding. I'm the ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Michelob Ultra should bring you beer to your house as you're enjoying an afternoon with Dana and Parks. I think that's fair. I don't know why Michelob Ultra hasn't started doing that. That's a great point. 576-7798. You can always text in your grievance at 22980. Festivus Friday is brought to you by, and you need to go buy, Michelob Ultra.
Because I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
All right, welcome back.
Joker, I'm a smoker.
If I may, and I rarely have a grievance, but I think I do this week. And I think I speak for a lot of people. These 5 days have felt like a month. And I miss my people. And I know a lot of you are at home and you're used to working in an office and maybe you don't miss your people. I miss my people. I miss Dan Weinbaum and I miss you, Dana, and I miss seeing you, Sam. I even miss Alan. I never thought I would miss an old curmudgeon, but I miss Alan.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding on him. I'm just kidding on him. I just want that human connection, that human touch, and I don't mean that a weird way. You play that song, I will kick you in your face. I just want to be in a room with everybody where, you know, like it was 2 weeks ago. And just goofing around on each other and just hanging out. And Dan talking about religion and all of us going, oh, my God, I wish you would shut up. And I'm serious. I miss that. I miss Dan, like, in the newsroom going, well, you know, if you know, Jesus was not technically born in 0 B.C., he was actually born in 4 B.C.
His Wilson monologues.
I miss... Yeah. Yeah, I miss so many things. I don't know that I can put that one in my top 10. I'm going to be honest here. I don't know that one goes in my top 10.
That's not one of them. I just miss looking over, because, you know, he and I are cubicle mates. And there are times I look over at him and I go, would you just shut up? And I just miss looking over at Dan Weinbaum and going, would you just shut up? I miss that. And, you know, anyway, Sam, will you send us to a caller here real quick?
Let's go to Andy and KC.
Andy, what up, man?
Hey.
Hi, Andy.
Woman, actually.
Oh, hi, Andy.
My grievance is that amidst all of the other, like, bad illnesses going on right now, seasonal allergies still decided to come around same time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so everybody thinks you've got the coronavirus when you're just going through seasonal allergies.
Yes.
I have the same thing. I cough like a fiend in the morning, and then I never cough in the afternoon. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
You do the same. Have a great weekend and be well. Sam?
That's a good one.
Amanda and Lee Summit.
Amanda, hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I have a huge grievance against the railroad right now. There are a lot of people out there that are going to work and they are essential employees, and we've heard from a lot of them, and some of those employees are our railroad employees. They're helping to keep our goods moving across the country, and the railroad is not doing anything to protect some of these employees. And while some of the departments have been sent home to work from safety for certain parts of the railroad, it is business as usual, and there are things that are still happening and certain work that is still going on that doesn't need to be done right now. There are things that are happening where there are 20 to 30 people that are still gathering every morning for a safety briefing, and that just in and of itself is unsafe. And we have employees that are coughing on the job, and they are in close proximity to other employees, and supervisors are seeing this, and nobody's being sent home. And you have employees that have had, you know, quadruple bypasses, and they're diabetic, or they have newborns at home, or they have spouses at home with autoimmune disorders. And just because they are all in close proximity, I mean, there's no social distancing. There is no safety in this. And as of this week, there have been railroad employees that have tested positive for COVID-19. And still yet, even though they're still continuing to just do things like it's business as usual for certain departments, but it is not business as usual. And these guys, they don't even have hand sanitizer. And what happens when the railroad employees go down? I mean, you know, it's just like the healthcare workers and things like that. I mean, these guys are technical in their jobs too. You can't just hire anybody to replace them. And then the goods are not going to be going out across the country. And not only that, but these guys are getting exposed to people who travel across the entire country. And then they are coming home and they are exposing spouses with compromised immune systems who won't be able to fight off this disease, this and virus, and you know, newborns, and just the employees themselves who aren't going to be able to do this. When some of these employees have the ability to go to work where they perform their essential job functions to keep the railroad up and running the way that it needs to be, and they are by themselves largely when they do this, and then they can remain on call for the rest of the day so that they are available to handle problems when they arise. But they can then go home to safety where they are not just doing all of this work that can wait until it's safer, until this has passed and we aren't in this phase where we're at right now, but where executives are at home and things like that. For some reason, the railroad is like, nope, even though this can wait, we're going to go ahead and do it right now.
All right. I do appreciate the call. It is a good call. I think you're going to be hard-pressed. I'm not challenging your grievance. I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find people who think that and I'm not necessarily sure you were trying to make this argument, that the railroad is not an essential business, because clearly it is. Clearly, the railroad system in America is still an essential business. We've got to run. Dana, I will tell you this. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you're well. I know you're well. And I will see you on Monday. We will all see each other on Monday, hopefully. Have a great weekend. All right? Get out there. Enjoy your social distancing. Stay 6 feet away. Turn to that person. Go, get away from me, you crazy infected freak. You do that, and they will never come near you. I tell you, I've tried it.
Enjoy your chairs.
Okay. You're nuts. You need mental help. Have a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Be super safe. Enjoy your social distance, okay? We'll see you on Monday. Be safe. Be well. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.